I'm chatting to Kate Emerson, and Kate is she's written a new book about living location free, living life fully and fearlessly. Kate joins me now. Kate, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeremy. I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm very good. You're a best-selling author and you're a mentor. You wrote this book, World of Work, 10 Lessons for Working and Living Location Free. It's an insider's guide to living and working anywhere and everywhere, and with technology, that certainly is possible. What inspired you to write the book?
Well, to be honest, I've been living this way for the last 5 years, almost to the month. And it was just a way of almost documenting and recording those insights and those lessons and that journey, because I was only set out to do it for 1 year and literally it became five. And I wanted to share the possibility of this lifestyle with other people.
You know, what I find interesting about the book is, and I had a conversation with someone the other day who said, I can't afford to retire. I can't afford to do this, that, and the other thing. And what this book is telling and shows you that it is possible to continue working no matter what, wherever you are, whenever you want to. And that's what I love about it.
Yes, I think also in particular for this year, so people who are maybe thinking that they can't retire or people who have traditionally been locked into a corporate building, this weird and wonderful year has shown us that possibility actually is out there and people can work remotely. You can create a different lifestyle. It's also why I didn't just want my own view, and I interviewed other people from other countries, other cultures. We're all between 40 and 60 years old. So, you know, we're not in our 20s kind of backpacking. We are people who are running businesses, who are successful in our own version of successful. And I think that's the gem, is what can we each do to take one step closer to our own ideal of a great life?
Yeah. So when you talk about chatting to people between their 40s, between the ages, age group of 40 and 60, about their experiences, different nations, different cultures, what is obviously the collective message that came out is it can be done. What were some of the answers you got from them?
Well, everyone has their own sort of insight, but there were some parallels in terms of trust yourself, like always trust your gut. You have to look after yourself because there's often no one else around necessarily in that moment when you need to make decisions, whether they are financial or which country to go or whether to say yes to, whether it's a work project or a date. So looking after yourself and being savvy, doing it earlier. So most people said, I wish I'd started this earlier. And so often the fear and the responsibilities get in the way of us making that leap. The other thing that came out was do it in your own way. So nobody has to do it how I've done it. You know, you can find your own version of it that suits you and your temperament and your personality and your responsibilities. What's interesting, though, Jeremy, is I also went back to everybody recently and said, how has this year impacted, you know, living globally and moving around and being more nomadic? And 90% of them are even more hell-bent, including me, on living this way, you know, not kind of thinking of, oh, no, now I need to settle in one home. So we might have got stuck a little bit this year in a certain city or a country. I also, you know, I got stuck at my mum's, lucky me, for 3 months, like we all did. You know, we all had to bed down somewhere. And that didn't matter whether we had a permanent home or we were sort of on the road nomadically.
Sure. So in closing, Kate, my guest is Kate Emerson. She's a best-selling author and mentor, and she's written the book World of Work, 10 Lessons for Working and Living Location Free, an insider's guide to living and working anywhere and everywhere. And what I love about it, Kate, is that it's not just your story. You did your research and you spoke to different people from all over the world. What I do love, though, is, and this is where we get it wrong and where we think when we're between the age groups of 40 and 100, what Instagram tells us that nothing is possible after the age of 35, because it's not all glamour and gloss if you look at what social media is actually communicating out there. And I think that's a very important point you're making.
Yes, you know, I think we love to look at pictures and ideals and the glamour of travel. And it's actually, I mean, it's exhilarating and it's also hard work. You know, we have different stresses and requirements and responsibilities. So, yeah, you know, it's travel, fatigue, also just thinking about our planet and how to travel differently and being disconnected from home or big events happening. You know, what do we miss out on? How to embed in a community that we're in. So, yeah, we there are knocks that come with, and there are sort of consequences of this lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And it's up to each of us to choose which ones do we want to go for.
So we need to go for it. We need to take the plunge, but we need an insider's view, and that is your view. Kate Emerson is best-selling author, and she's a mentor. She authored the book World of Work, 10 Lessons for Working and Living Location-Free, an insider's guide to living and working anywhere and everywhere. How do we get hold of the book? Kate?
Great. So for listeners in South Africa, you can go straight on to Takealot and they will courier it directly to your door. For elsewhere in the world, because I know you have international listeners, you can pop onto your Amazon store and there is both digital and paperback 10 Lessons for Living Location Free.
An amazing conversation. Kate Emerson, thank you.